Usually when you think about buying a house, there's this expectation of visibility. You know, you hop online, scroll through listings, maybe click a heart on a kitchen you like. It's just a totally public thing.
Yeah, right. It's like a digital window shopping experience where, well, everyone's looking at the exact same inventory.
Exactly. But step into the ultra-luxury real estate world, and that public window is completely blacked out. So today we're doing a deep dive into how that hidden market actually works. We're unpacking the ultra-luxury home buying process.
Which is fascinating, by the way.
It really is. And we're using the OneLux Concierge Service as our blueprint for this. That's led by Teresa Overcash, a 30-year, top 1% North Carolina agent at Realty One Group Results. We're going from the first confidential contact all the way to closing.
Right, because for this tier of clientele, you have to understand that the ultimate currency isn't just, the money in their bank account. It's discretion, it's exclusive access, and honestly, it's time.
All right, time is huge. Knowing that, you obviously don't just start this process by, like, filling out a contact form on some website. The material shows the relationship strictly begins with a private 30-minute intake call.
Yeah, no sales scripts at all, no automated questionnaire.
Nothing like that. It's just a highly guarded conversation to establish price range, geography, timeline, and incredibly strict privacy requirements. I mean, it reminds me of going to a bespoke tailor.
Yeah.
You aren't browsing the racks while a salesperson pushes a suit on you.
Oh, I like that comparison.
Thanks. Yeah. They're taking your exact measurements so they can just build a custom fit entirely from scratch.
Building on that tailor analogy, you really have to consider the specific personas buying these homes. I mean, you have the relocating executive moving for a Fortune 500 role,
Right.
or a public figure who literally cannot afford to leave a paper trail of their movements. They have the funds and the taste, but zero time to tour 40 homes that miss the mark.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
So that 30-minute measurement, it ensures they only see what actually fits their highly specific life.
Okay, so once those measurements are taken, it triggers what the industry calls network activation. This custom search brief gets deployed, but obviously not to the public. So how does this back-channel network actually operate?
Well, it operates on scale and secrecy. So using Teresa Overcash's system as an example, she takes that brief and taps into a 275 agent North Carolina network. Plus, there's a 50 country one LUXE international system.
Wow, 50 country.
Exactly. And they are hunting for what they call firm exclusive listings. These are highly valuable properties held entirely off the open MLS.
Meaning they will never appear on public databases or the consumer apps you might use.
Never. But there's a really interesting layer to this search process. All the showings and offers move through an agent using a buyer entity or a trust. It's totally NDA protected.
Okay. I have to pause and push back on the mechanics of this, though.
Yeah.
Wouldn't a seller be incredibly suspicious if a buyer refuses to reveal their actual name? Like, aren't they hiding something?
I mean, sure, it sounds a bit sketchy to a standard buyer or seller, but in the ultra luxury tier, it actually signals extreme seriousness.
Really? How so?
Because the buyer is being presented through a highly respected channel. Specifically, an agent with a Certified Luxury Home Marketing Specialist designation, or CLHMS. The seller knows that agent wouldn't waste their time.
Ah, so the anonymous buyer is immediately viewed as fully qualified and funded.
Right. Plus, guarding the identity shields the buyer from price gouging.
Oh, right. Because if a seller finds out a famous athlete or a tech CEO is making the offer, the asking price might magically go up.
Exactly. The NDA protects the buyer from the financial liability of their own reputation.
That is brilliant. So the NDA gets you through the front door without spiking the price.
Yeah.
But once you're under contract, the scrutiny completely shifts, right?
Absolutely. You aren't just looking at the layout anymore. You are essentially auditing a commercial-grade asset at that point.
And this is where the concierge service really kicks in. They coordinate private after-hours tours and bring in this massive army of specialized inspectors. We aren't talking about a guy with a flashlight checking a water heater.
No, not at all. These homes feature complex smart home infrastructure, custom topography, and commercial-grade mechanical systems.
So you have to deploy structural engineers, moisture specialists, sewer scope technicians, well, experts, pool inspectors. It's wild. It's almost like hiring a personal executive producer for your life.
That is a great way to put it.
They handle the chaotic logistics, so you just get the final cut.
And that executive producer role, it extends directly to the financial analysis too. The concierge process includes extensive cross-market data crunching.
Like benchmarking against other cities.
Yeah, exactly. A portfolio buyer looking in the North Carolina High Country isn't just looking at local neighborhood comparisons. The agent is benchmarking that property against markets like Charlotte or Raleigh.
Analyzing appreciation trajectories and tax burdens before they close.
Right, which forces an emotional purchase to become a calculated, data-driven investment.
It really shows that for luxury buyers, real estate isn't just house hunting. It's asset acquisition, managed with total privacy and, honestly, ruthless efficiency.
You are buying the invisible infrastructure that protects your time and your identity just as much as you're buying the physical property.
Absolutely. So to wrap up this deep dive, consider how applying this NDA-first, network-driven mindset might change the power dynamic of your own next major negotiation.
Even if it's not a multi-million-dollar home.
Exactly. What happens when you leverage back-channel networks, rely on vetted experts, and guard your hand until the very last moment? It might just be worth blacking out the window yourself.